The 10th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the paramoon of the Honorable Theophany Feast, also called Epiphany. The Holy Church has arranged for today to be the paramoon of the Honorable Theophany Feast, and it is to be fasted with a strict abstinence. The ritual rule is that the paramoon is usually one day, but if the feast is on Monday, then the paramoon will be 3 days. The first day is Friday, fasted with strict abstinence until sunset. And then Saturday and Sunday would be regular fasting, since strict abstinence is not allowed in these 2 days. If the feast is on Sunday, the paramoon will be Friday with strict fasting, and then Saturday will be a regular fasting day. The readings are that for the 10th of Tuba and all the days of the paramoon. We entreat our good Savior to accept our fast and to purify us from our sins and make us worthy of manifesting His glory with our deeds as He manifested it at the Jordan River. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Justus, the disciple of Anba Samuel, the confessor, departed. He was born in Antioch and had a virgin sister called Madruna. When he was 20 years old, he longed for the monastic life and told his sister about his intention. She insisted to go along with him, and she shaved her hair and put on the attire of men. They left their palace and walked on their feet for 2 days until they were tired. An elder shepherd found them weary, and so he took them to his hut to rest. He sent a young man to guide them to the seashore, where they found 2 ships. Pirates were in these ships, and they searched them to rob whatever they had. When the pirates did not find anything to take, each ship took one of them, and this way they were separated from each other. When they arrived with the young man Justus to the Egyptian shores, they sold him as a slave to an archon from the noblemen of Meriot, whose name was Archilides. Justus remained in his house, serving him sincerely for 5 years, and gained grace in the sight of everyone. His fellow servants resented him, and one day they beat him so severely that they made him bedridden for 7 days, during which he could not move. When he started to recover, he rose and fled from his master's house and lived in seclusion in a hut outside the city of Meriot. But with divine providence, Archilides, his master, became seriously ill, and accordingly he went to the wilderness of Shahit to be blessed by the monks, asking for their prayers to be healed. And there he met Anba Samuel, who prayed for him and commanded him to go back to his hometown, and on his way back he would meet a man carrying a pot of water, and he should drink of this water, and he would be cured from his sickness. Consequently, the archon rode his animal to return to his home. Nearby the city, he saw a man carrying a pot of water, and he drank from it, and he was cured. He did not recognize that the man carrying the pot, who was his servant, Justus. Then Justus went to a physician called Caluthus, also known as Saint Colta, and dwelt with him for 5 years. During that time, the archon Archilides' wife became ill. He sent for Colta the physician to care for his wife. The angel of the Lord appeared to the doctor and told him that her healing would be at the hands of his servant Justus. And so Saint Colta took Justus against his will to the house of Archilides, and there Justus prayed over some water, which she drank, and she was immediately healed. Everyone was amazed, thanking God and rejoicing for this sign. Saint Justus remained in Archilides' house for about 6 months, and they were all blessed by him. Then Saint Justus went to the wilderness of Shahit, and became a disciple at the hands of St. Samuel the Confessor. Justus devoted himself to asceticism, fasting and praying for many years. Later on, he lived in seclusion in a cave until the Berbers attacked the monastery and seized him and sold him in Elbanassa, where he stayed patiently, enduring the hardships in silence and thanksgiving to God. The angel of the Lord appeared to the Holy Father Anba Samuel and informed him where was his disciple Justus, and Samuel rejoiced. He went to him, encouraged and comforted and strengthened Justus, and then returned to his monastery. Later on, St. Justus completed his good strife and departed in peace. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.